Bruna's on the line. Morning to you, Bruna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you got in touch with us after we did the interview with Fabrice Muamba on the Nolan TV show. He collapsed. Obviously, people know this story. He collapsed with a cardiac arrest and he's recovered and he came on to the Nolan TV show there last Wednesday night to tell his story. You were watching it and you've got something similar. Is that right?
Well, it's not really that similar, to be honest. I was actually in intensive care the weekend that he had his cardiac arrest. My story is quite complicated, actually. I had just given birth to my third son by cesarean section. I didn't have any previous heart problems, anything. I was quite a healthy person. And 8 days after he was born, I started to get pains in my jaw, my arm, my teeth started to get quite sore, and like heartburn in my ears, and started to get quite breathless. So took myself off to my GP, and he said that I was having panic attacks. So obviously, you know, you think to yourself, well, you know, GP knows what he's talking about. 3 days later, similar symptoms. My mum, who used to be a nurse, was visiting my sister in Dubai, and I phoned her and said, look, you know, still getting these panic attacks. And mum was sort of thinking, you know, it just doesn't sound right. And with obviously being only a couple of weeks after having cesarean, she said, right, take yourself off to the hospital and just to get checked out, you know, in case I had a blood clot. So I went down to the Leeds General Infirmary, because I've been living in Leeds now for 10 years. Checked myself down to the maternity unit, and the doctor that I saw just couldn't put their finger on what was wrong, but just had a gut instinct, thankfully, to keep me in. While I was in, the following day, which was the 12th of March last year, I actually suffered another, now what we know to be, huge heart attack. So they sent me to get an angiogram, which is where they put a wire up into your veins and they take like images of the blood flow in the heart. And they discovered that I had a very, very rare, if not underdiagnosed, condition called spontaneous coronary artery dissection, or SCAD, as it's more sort of known as. Basically, this condition is usually diagnosed post-mortem. My coronary arteries had split and torn. So instead of the blood flowing down into the heart, the blood was going between the layers of the heart. So there's different ways of treating it. Sometimes they treat you with stents. Sometimes they treat you with drugs. My dissection was so severe that they sent me for emergency heart surgery. So I had the open heart surgery, which should have lasted between 3 and 4 hours. Mine lasted 8.5 hours.
You're lucky to be alive.
Well, this is the scary bit. Just as they were prepping me for surgery, when I was in the operating, just before I got put into the operating room, I've now since found out that my heart actually stopped. I had a huge heart attack on the operating table, and my heart started to shut down.
You had a heart attack on the operating theatre?
Yeah. My heart, it's like a car misfiring. So basically, you know, Fabrice Muamba was very, very lucky, and he said he was in the right place at the time with the right people. If I was not in the operating theatre at that moment in time, I would not be here today, because my heart just literally started to fail. The signals, because they realised whenever they were, because obviously they had the ECG set up, and signals were going to my heart, but my heart just couldn't cope with what was happening, and the blood wasn't going where it needed to go. It started to back up. My heart basically was dying. So the surgery took an awful lot longer than they thought it did. And, you know, thankfully for the surgeon who did it, Mr. Munch, he had actually, his team had actually already worked a full day.
My goodness. My goodness. What age were you?
34.
34?
Yeah, with three young children. And also, because of the damage done to my heart, I had six. You know, you hear of people having triple heart bypass? I actually ended up with six grafts. I don't. My coronary arteries don't really exist anymore.
Now, does this limit your lifespan now? Or?
Yes. I've since been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and I need a new heart. So this time last week, this time last year, I was preparing for the birth of my third son without knowing what the year was going to bring. That's scary.
My goodness.
One of the reasons why I contacted your show is I've since found out that heart attack symptoms in women are very, very, very different to that of men. Men get the typical Hollywood film clutching their chest and falling to the floor kind of heart attack symptoms. Women don't get that. We generally don't get the chest pain, which is why women are continually turned away from emergency rooms with indigestion, with panic attacks. And, you know, we as women, as mothers, we tend to dismiss things. You know, oh, I haven't got time just yet. You know, I'll go to a doctor's next week. So I am trying my best at the minute to raise awareness of heart attack symptoms in women.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to be aware of it. People need to, you know, if a woman just doesn't feel right, you know, it's even there's the talk about a feeling of doom, a feeling of dread, that can actually signal that there could be something wrong with your heart. And if you think there's something wrong with your heart, don't leave A&E until you've had it checked out.
See, one of the big things you've said to me today, it's just going round my head now. You know, at 34 years of age, so I'm 39, right? You're 34 and this happened to you. You know, I'm starting to think to myself, right, how do I plan for my 50s and 60s, and how much money do I leave over, and what size of house do I not need? And you tend to, well, I'm certainly tending now to start thinking about, you know, when things slow down, when I want to slow down, when I want to do other things in life. And what's just hit me from what you've said is you might never get there.
No, you have to live for today.
This sense of, you know, you'll live forever when you're in your 30s. You might not.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of feel invincible when you're in your 30s.
Oh, you do. You do feel invincible. I mean, this time last year, you know, and without having a, you know, because it's this whole thing with heart attacks. You know, whenever I say to people that I've had, you know, multiple heart attacks and I've had bypass surgery, you get people looking you up and down to sort of think, oh, you don't really look, you know, like you've had heart problems. Because people do stereotype. You know, I've been to support groups with people who have had heart attacks, and I'm different to everybody else.
See, this is why, like, people have been asking me this year why I, you know, what is it about me now that all of a sudden I want to go to America for long periods of time? And that's kind of one of those things where I'm starting to think to myself, do you know what? I love a particular place in the world, Santa Monica, and, you know, maybe a few years ago I thought to myself, well, I'll maybe spend a few months there when I retire. But living your life for when you're going to retire, you might never get there.
No, you know, I'm actually possibly going to have to. I'm looking into actually retiring now, going on ill health at 34 years. No, I'm now 35.
My goodness.
I retrained 4 years ago. I was made redundant and I retrained as a teacher because the job I was in previously, it was a very specialist job and there wasn't any more jobs like that where I live in Leeds. So I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I don't want to, you know, sign on. I don't want to, you know, I want to do something with myself. So I actually retrained as a teacher and I've only been teaching now for 3 years. And I, at the minute, you mean my professor is just, you know, I can't go back to work. I sleep a lot of the day. I haven't been able to lift my son.
My goodness.
My son is going to be one next week. I can't wheel the buggy anywhere. I can't take him to the shops by myself. I have to have somebody with me all the time.
Well, listen, Bruno, thank you very, very much for bringing your story to us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Morning to you.